We're going now.
Okay, cool.
Well, no, we're going to record now.
Oh, you're recording. Okay.
She's going to tell me about the founding of the EBSN, which I always want to call ESPN.
Oh, yes.
Because of the sports network. Yes, right. But it's EBSN.
It's EBSN.
So Paulina McKay, tell us.
Paulina McKay. It was near 2010 when I thought that I didn't know enough people who were working on the beats in Europe. And it was quite frustrating to have to go all the way to the States to find people who work, you know, on this subject. And then I realized that actually I do meet some people at various conferences around Europe, but you never get them in the same place to talk about this topic. So I thought, wouldn't it be great if we had an organization, a network, whatever, that got these people together. And under the umbrella of this organization, we organized, you know, our own events. Eventually we had a really cool website where we can, you know, upload our things. Eventually maybe do a journal or whatever. Wouldn't it be great if we could do that? And then I contacted Oliver Harris, who was my, you know, still is my, you know, one of the most respected academics I've ever met, never had the pleasure to read. And asked him if he wanted to be involved. And he said yes, which was amazing. So the two of us started this little network. And then we contacted Franca and Bent and Chad and asked them if they wanted to join us.
Franca Willarcy.
Franca Willarcy.
Right here in Brussels.
Yeah.
And Chad.
Chad Widner, who is in Middleburg. And Ben Sorensen, who's in Denmark, in Aalborg. And so it was just a handful of us to start with. And then we just kind of looked up people on university website and then, you know, asked them if they wanted to join us. Then we asked them if they knew anybody else who was working on the beat. And then we asked them to join us. And, you know, it just kind of started like that. And then eventually we had, I think by the end of the first year, we had something like 60 members, which is huge for what was considered to be a minority subject. And then we reached out more and more and more. And now we have just under 200 members, which is, you know, amazing.
Not limited to Europe.
Not limited to Europe. No. We have members from the States, Japan, Mexico. So, yeah, I mean, obviously we'd like to reach more people. This is why we're trying to develop our website. And we're trying to upload as much, you know, as we can there so that people can, you know, feel that they can talk to us. Every conference that we organize, we get more people who become interested, and then some of these people become very active, which is great, become very active in the network, you know, and then people have great ideas how to develop the network, how to take in all kinds of directions, which is excellent. It's really excellent. This is exactly what we aim to do from the beginning, to create this space where people can communicate with each other and come together to change the field of beat studies in Europe. So we're very pleased.
Talk about your own interest in the beats and your own specialty.
Oh, well, my interest. Well, I work on beat women primarily. I started as a Burroughsian. I did my PhD on Burroughs and his influence on female writers, which was good fun. And then I moved sideways and started looking at the work of Anne Waldman, Diane de Prima, Lenore Kendall, Joan Kiger. And my aim in my work is to read them in relation to feminism and also look at their strategies in relation to the strategies of the men, the beat men, and how they might relate to each other.
Mm-hmm. And you teach in Cyprus?
Yes, I teach at the University of Nicosia. I'm an assistant professor there of English and American literature. I get to teach the beats once every 2 years. I do an elective course on the beats. It's great fun. Students react really well to the material. They don't understand Burroughs usually, and they get very frustrated with the material. But once they realize that most of the time Burroughs is joking and that this is, you know, he's writing this greatly parodic, you know, text, they get into it and they like it. And then I expose them to his visual work and they like that and his cut-ups and all that. They like Ginsberg a lot. Howell is great, huge hit with students, and they love Anne Waldman. They really do, especially fast speaking women, because we have, you know, in on the English degree you have many, many women, you know, 90% of your students are women, so they really identify with the voice, and they really understand that it's a text that has a particular history and it fits within second wave feminism in the States, and they get that and they work with that. So
the business meeting included everybody who's a member, and to be a member you have a bio and a photo on the website and you're in, you have a vote, so incredibly democratic. And next year Manchester, year after Paris, and after that Vienna. So you're set for the next 3 years after
this. I think so. It's really exciting, really, really exciting. And one of the things that I really love about our meetings every year is that people come here and they say whatever they want to say. Nobody stops them from talking. They can talk about their vision of the network, what they would like to see happen, and everybody's listening, you know, and everybody's is trying to, you know, we're all trying to do our best so that the network continues to grow. And I find it really amazing that so many people want to organize one of these conferences, because it's a lot of work, you know, ask Franca. It's a lot of work, but people are really understand the value of hosting one of these things. They understand that, you know, it's about bringing people together, it's about being democratic, it's about also respecting what people do. You know, there's enough respect for the academic who's, you know, a very, I don't know, high-flying voice in their field, but there's also respect for the poet, for the creative person, for the musician. That's what we wanted to create.
Sounds like there is a Buddhist ethic which informs the network.
I think so. There's this sense that everybody is equal and everybody's voice matters. And nurturing others' voices is a wonderful thing.
Thanks for your good work.
You're welcome. Thank you.